Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on The Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Our lesson for this morning comes from Matthew chapter 26. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." This is God's word. During his earthly ministry, Jesus was transparent to his disciples about his purpose and work. Yet in the last year of his ministry, and especially the week before his crucifixion, we see his discussions with his disciples becoming more and more clear about how and where he would accomplish our salvation. In the Gospel of Matthew alone, Jesus had already foretold of his suffering and death to his disciples 3 times. Jesus had foretold where and how he would die. In our lesson, Jesus foretells when he would be crucified. "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Jesus is speaking fact. He is saying to his disciples, "You know after 2 days the Passover is coming. Just as certainly as this, I will be handed over to be crucified." Here, Jesus is indicating more than a prediction and more than just supernatural knowledge. This was an act of determining or fixing the time of his death. Jesus is demonstrating his authority over all things. Regardless of any of the plans of the Jewish leaders, it would be as he directs, Thursday night and Friday and no other time. Jesus' words were making reality. What's hard for us to wrap our heads around is that Jesus was in control. He speaks as if it already happened, because what God determines will come to pass. Jesus showed his power by this prediction, a prediction in which he would be made powerless. He is showing his authority by fixing the time of his suffering, a time where he would submit himself under the authority of a kangaroo court and Pontius Pilate. With this prophecy, Jesus is showing his power and authority over time. He is in control. Yet, it's a paradox. What he causes to be will make him look powerless, weak, and destroyed. Jesus was not only a true prophet in the sense that his word came true. He showed his power and control over all things by fixing the exact time of his crucifixion. If you had the same power as Jesus, to not only know the future, but be in control of your future, how would you use it? I'm willing to wager that if we had the power over our future, we certainly would not be planning our own demise. We would not plan our own suffering and humiliation, and a horrible death which was saved for the worst types of criminals. Instead, we would make a future where we would have peace, relaxation, and glory, where we wouldn't face hardship, sorrow, or shame. We would want to avoid all pain. If we had this power, we would obviously want to make ourselves as happy as possible. But not Jesus. He gave up his power and glory in heaven when he humbled himself to be born of a virgin. He gave up the peace of heaven to live an innocent life where he would be rejected by his own people, wrongly convicted, beaten, mocked, and crucified. What could drive Jesus to do all this? If Jesus had the power to change his future, why on earth would he choose this path? Because if he didn't, it would be you being convicted, beaten, mocked, and cast to hell for all eternity. We so often think very little about our sins. You don't think your selfishness is that sinful? Don't I deserve better? You think your hatred for your neighbor is justified? You think your desire for more and more and more isn't greed, but healthy ambition? You think your lust, which you hold in your heart for someone who is not your spouse, isn't that bad? But any sin, no matter how small we might tell ourselves it is, deserves hell. Scripture says, "For whoever keeps the whole law, but fails in one point, has become guilty of it all." Christ chose the path of the cross. because he loves you, because he wanted to save you from what you deserve. He gladly received what he did not deserve so that you could receive forgiveness and his undeserved kindness. God is love, and in Christ we see God's love. Scripture says, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the payment for our sins." Jesus' death was no accident or coincidence. It was all part of his plan to save you. Jesus showed himself to be a true prophet because his word came to be, which means you can trust his word. His word which says, "Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And because I live, you will live also." Jesus is the greatest of all prophets. Even now, as our resurrected Lord, he continues to carry out his prophetic office by sending preachers to preach his word, so that men, women, and children in Iowa 2,000 years later and over 6,000 miles away from his empty tomb might learn about their Savior. Thanks be to God. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouxton on The Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.